going to jump on and start straight away because we have had hundreds of people register for this webinar, which completely blows my mind, to be perfectly honest. I was dubious about doing a webinar at this time of the year. I know as a parent how many things are on your calendar, how exhausted and depleted you are, and probably your kids are. I've in fact left my kids upstairs with my husband, and he has the dreaded job of supervising and assisting them to write their letters to Santa. So I understand as a parent just how tricky this time of year is. So I really respect I'm grateful that you've given up this time, whether you are watching this live or whether you are watching the replay. I commend you for giving up the time to dedicate to your kids. And I'm hoping in this webinar that I will give you practical strategies, really simple, just six of them, but practical strategies that will allow you to survive this summer period with screens, with your sanity intact. That's my claim to fame for this webinar, but I'm really hoping to equip you with the skills and some practical insight so that screen time doesn't become screen time this summer period. So I'm going to share my screen. Now, I'm not going to be able to see the comments, so I'm not being rude, but while I share my screen, I lose sight of the comments. So feel free to keep adding them. I'm going to jump in here at the end and see if there's any other comments. We aren't having a formal Q&A section tonight, but if there's any comments, I can add them at the end. All right. So I am going to hopefully tonight help you so that you're not facing this sort of predicament, with your kids every time over the summer holiday when you ask them to switch off screens. And the reason I developed this webinar is that I've had countless conversations with parents, other mums at school, parents in the last couple of weeks at parent seminars. I've had lots of messages on social media and via email about this dreaded long summer holiday period and how parents can manage screen time. Many of us are worried that our screen time, that our summer is going to be punctuated by techno tantrums that look a little bit like what you're seeing on screen. Many of us are feeling already this sense of anticipation about feeling guilty about allowing our kids to use technology over the summer period. And I call that techno guilt. You're probably are worried that you're going to be spending a lot of your summer doing this, trying to digitally disconnect your kids. And I want to be very clear from the outset that this webinar is not about promoting a screen-free summer. I actually am going to suggest that that's not a goal that we should aspire to. We have very nostalgic memories of our summers and our childhoods, and which is only natural. And so we have no frame of reference. For most of us, our summers were spent with people, not with pixels. We stared at the sky, not at a screen. And so we have very nostalgic, warm, happy memories of our summer holidays, unplugged, eating ice cream, playing beach cricket, doing all the sorts of things that we want to replicate. But that isn't the current reality that we face with kids. Now, I've got some photos. I dug out some photos in preparation for this webinar. You will guess very clearly what generation I grew up in. But these were my summer memories from my childhood and adolescence. Hula hooping, going on long car trips without an iPad or a smartphone to entertain us. In fact, we used to make a 9-hour road trip every year to our holiday destination. We used to camp in Coffs Harbour before the roads were fixed, but we used to camp in Coffs Harbour for 6 weeks on an unpowered site. How my parents did that with three children, defy all logic. But we spent most of our summers outside, playing, hula hooping, riding bikes, surfing at the beach, dancing, jumping off rocks. And so this is our frame of reference. But I need to also point out, my mum mentioned the other day, we weren't completely screen free. You know, we spent some of our summers to crowd around the one air conditioning vent that we have in the house, watching movies. Yes, they were on VHS, but we went to the movies, we went to the cinema, we watched TV. So even though we have these nostalgic memories of our screen-free summers, they weren't always technically screen-free. However, what's where we're seeing today, and you can probably tell here, as I said, I was a child of the 80s. If it wasn't the fluoro swimming costume, maybe it was the zinc that gave it away, or the fringe, or the sunburn, before we knew that sun cream was really important. So what we're doing is transferring our childhood and adolescence onto our kids and hoping that they have the same sort of experiences. And I want to point out that just because our kids today, their childhood and adolescence looks different to our childhood and adolescence, doesn't mean that it's bad. We have this tendency as a society, as humans, that when any technology is introduced, our natural instinct is to fret. The same thing happened when the printing press was introduced, when rock and roll music was introduced. We were always told that it was going to have adverse negative consequences. So I'm not for a moment suggesting that we just say, okay, free rein, let kids spend as much time as they'd like, plug in. This is just the reality. That's not it. For any of those who have heard me speak before, I try to present a really balanced, realistic approach. Yes, technology is now an integral part of their lives. It is woven into so many facets of our daily lives. But to digitally amputate kids, to cut them off, to ban the technology, to suggest that it's taboo or that it's toxic or that it's bad for them, isn't helpful either. We really have to find a balanced and realistic approach to blend the analog and the digital worlds in which we find ourselves. So I want to encourage you to see summer as a really good opportunity to help your kids foster healthy and helpful behaviors around technology. And the only way, this is why I'm a huge advocate of not promoting phone bans and technology bans, is that the only way our kids can develop positive behaviors, what I'm now calling digital well-being strategies, is if they actually use the technology. So I want to ditch the techno guilt. I want to ditch the rhetoric we seem to have around screen-free summers and instead arm you with realistic advice and strategies. I want to remind you that aspiring for a screen-free summer in 2019-2020 is a broken strategy. Technology is an integral part of their lives. So trying to aspire for something that isn't realistic is going to set you up for failure. And I know as mums, we often place huge amounts of pressure on ourselves. So I am sending you a virtual permission slip not to strive for that screen-free summer. So we need to ditch that notion. Technology is a part of their lives. And as I said, this doesn't mean we just give them the device. Hopefully tonight I'm going to share these six strategies where we're going to give them the device with some really firm boundaries around how they use it. But aspiring to have a complete unplugged tech-free holiday for huge amounts of time isn't what I'm necessarily suggesting. We need to see the holidays, as I said, as a great opportunity to start to cultivate some of these healthy tech behaviours. And I think a really simple, this is sort of a bonus tip here, is to explain to your kids in advance what's going to happen in the holidays or for the holiday period, or maybe it's for a certain component of the holiday period, is going to be different to the regular lay of the land. I've already started to have conversations with my sons about this, about what we might be doing with screens in the holidays,